Picket lines went up at 12:01 this morning at Boeing plants in the Seattle area and at smaller facilities in Portland and Wichita. The International Association of Machinists went on strike after last-minute contract talks collapsed. With more than 27,000 members, when the machinists don't work, Boeing can't build airplanes. More from NPR's Wendy Kaufman in Seattle.
In the parking lot of the machinist headquarters, a dozen or so union members are putting the finishing touches on picket signs and loading burn barrels into pickup trucks. They're frustrated and angry and say they will stay out on strike for as long as it takes to get a better contract. Robin Askew and Scott Daniels are longtime union members.
I'm going out on strike because they need to step up and they need to take care of us. You know, we're taking care of them.
We're going on a strike combination of last contract and this contract.
Yeah, you know, they're trying to take a lot of stuff away from us. You know, they're not giving us the things that we want. You know, we're not getting the job security we need. They're not taking care of us when we retire.
On Wednesday, they and the vast majority of union members voted to reject Boeing's latest contract offer. And like 87% of union members, they voted to strike. The walkout was postponed for 2 days of additional talks, but when the parties failed to reach agreement on a new contract, the strike was on. Boeing was apparently blindsided by the overwhelming rejection of its offer, an offer the company calls outstanding. It contained, among other things, an 11% wage hike over 3 years, increased money for pensions, and thousands of dollars in bonuses. But at the same time, Boeing doesn't want to lock itself into a long-term contract that adds new fixed costs, and it doesn't want to limit its flexibility as to where planes will be built and by whom. In the past few years, machinists have made contract concessions to help Boeing out when times were tough. Now the company is raking in billions of dollars of profits and has orders on the books for literally thousands of airplanes. Machinist Charles Fromong says the union slogan, "It's our time," reflects a common sentiment.
We've been given back so long. It hasn't been for us. It hasn't been for the union man and woman. It's the workers. It's been for the company, and they've been sacrificing. So when they say it's our time, it's for we can reap the rewards, the benefits of what we've worked so hard for. But the company don't care. They don't care about that.
No one knows how long this strike might last. But with airlines desperate to replace their aging fleets with new, more fuel-efficient jets, and with Boeing's new 787 more than a year behind schedule for its maiden flight, Boeing can ill afford a protracted walkout, a fact company spokesman Tim Healey acknowledged at a news conference last night.
It's true that a protracted strike could put at risk our ability to fly the 787 in the fourth quarter, as we promised. But I can't give you a day-for-day kind of read on what's going to happen. Obviously, a longer strike is going to have a bigger impact.
A strike lasting a month would likely cost the company more than $2 billion in lost revenue. And if the strike persists for even longer, the impact on Washington State's economy could be substantial. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.